Hi, this is Joel Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have a wonderful evening with some sample healing. So we'll first start off with the healing process here, and let's do something with people's ankles. That's what we'll work with right now. So if you have an ankle problem, we'll start releasing the entities out of them first. And this may also include like tired feet, okay? So here we go. I'm going to start this release process, get out what we can as far as entities. So this is the bottom of your feet, or just the whole foot and the ankles here. Here we go. Oh, I'm yawning. Uh-huh. There's someone out there. And here we go. And there we go. More is coming out. Oh, boy. Okay. So you guys saying great intro. Yeah, that's my friend Joe Berger. So check him out on YouTube. Joe, J-O-E-B-E-R-G-E-R, Berger. Very good. He's an old rocker. Played with many, many of the older rock groups. There's a lot of friends of his from some of the name band groups. One of them is AC/DC, which you probably heard about, and many other ones here. So here we go. He knows almost everybody that's out there. Okay, here we go. Okay, and let's now do some healing now. We got rid of the entities. Let's bring in your spirit. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2. Oh, man. Got some stuff still on the way. Do some more clearing here. Okay, there we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bring in more of your spirit now. These are mainly going to your ankles and feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's work on your little toes here. And we'll put some energy in there for you. There we go. Next toe going over. Oh, yay. Whoa. Okay. I guess your middle toe now. Okay. There we go. And next toe. And I hope you all have five toes here. And your big toe. Okay, wonderful. Okay, now let's work on our calves. Take out entities out of there. Oh, boy. More stuff. So as I'm doing this, y'all have mentioned we have our special 4-hour Saturday show coming up on the 15th. And then also... following that, on the 16th, 23rd, and 30th, we have our special Sunday 8-hour conference calls, getting rid of extraterrestrial energies, the worms, the parasites, shapeshifters, shadow bodies, etc. And this one is devoted to our body organs, so we're calling it your body organ rejuvenation here. So if you wish to get on that, the price is $200 for everybody. And if you have a somebody in your house, then spouses are $100. And children and animals are free. They get them too. So here we go. It doesn't matter if you believe or not. They're in you and with you, living amongst you. Okay, let's bring in more of your spirit now into your body. Here we go. I'll count to 10. Boy, yawning some more. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll just now do our knees. Here we go. And taking out entities out of our knees. And if you want to come on, Sylvia, you can, if you're out there in cyberspace. Now I'll just do some clearing here.
Hi, yes, I'm out here in cyberspace and doing very well and really enjoying this work that you're doing, Ron, and hope everyone who's listening is tuning in to that beautiful energy as your spirit comes back and is able to more fully inhabit your body as the entities are moving out. So it's wonderful. If you've felt anything or experienced anything or would like to comment on the fast chat, that would be great. And welcome to those of you who are already on typing on the fast chat. I see Pauline and Ed and Joni and Heo and Sylvia, Rob and kids in Toronto. And welcome, everyone. It's great to have you here. And if you have some questions or something you'd like to get into or like Ron to address in his talk tonight, please go ahead and type in what you would like, or you can actually give us a call if you want to. So actually, I will turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's get more of your spirit into your body and your knees. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, and we'll work now on our pelvis area, hip joints, sacrum here. So here we go. We're going to be working in that location. So taking out entities, and a lot of them are coming out. Boy.
You know, one thing, Ron, that I'm noticing while you're doing this, it's so funny because, you know, now from the bottom half of my body down feels completely different than the top half. It's almost like having two separate bodies. The bottom is completely relaxed, feels great, and then the top, you know, I can experience certain areas where there's tension or energy that's kind of stuck or something, and the bottom half just feels completely fine.
Yep. So here we go, bringing more of you into your body and your pelvis area. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I guess I'll just go up to our shoulders. Since we'll be working kind of with joints, I guess, here. Then we'll go down the spine after that. So let's go to our shoulders and our elbows and our wrists right now, taking out entities. So remember, if you had a pain somewhere, entities get attracted there. So this is why we're taking entities out first here. So you can come down again if you want, Sylvia. This is a lot of stuff. Probably took me a couple of minutes here to get rid of the entities.
Okay, well, let's see. I guess I'll just mention while Ron's working on that, in case you're just tuning in, there's different ways that you can connect with Ron for healings and for specific work or private work with him. You can go to his website, www.creationlightship.com, and there's just a wealth of information there about the Creation Lightship, about the ascension process, about the type of healing work that is being done, and there's actually quite a lot of opportunity for healing work just right directly with the website. So there are healings, live healings available on or through the website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from the simplest, which is an emergency healing session for an emergency time when you just really need some healing quickly, to very, very in-depth clearings that can take, you know, maybe up to 8 hours to do or so. And you can just explore the different options on the website and then connect with Ron if you have questions or if you want to do a private session with him. And there's a calendar of events on the website that has these upcoming intensive August intensive clearing sessions listed there. And I think Ron was mentioning them at the beginning of the hour. So there's four special events this month. A Saturday 4-hour ascension preparation and healing session, which is done on a conference call basis, so you don't have to travel to it. And I believe that is Saturday the 15th, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, that's it. That's correct. And we're
okay.
Still getting entities out, so people might want to walk around. It would help me somewhat. Just get up and walk and twist around and stretch and be bent over, because it'll help move the energy, because it gets kind of stuck at times. So this is where I am right now. Your energy's stuck, so I need some help with you guys. There we go.
Okay, and so while you're all walking, I'll just continue to mention these upcoming dates. So August 15th, again, is the 4-hour special once-a-month ascension preparation and healing session on the Lightship. It's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific on Saturday the 15th. And I believe the cost on that is $60, and it's just an amazing opportunity for healing, for ascension preparation, and to receive a week's supply of activated water specifically for your body and the healing that you need. And then the following three Sundays, which would be the 16th, 23rd, and 30th, are 8-hour marathon healing intensive sessions, and those are, I believe, 10 a.m. Pacific to 6 p.m. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, Ron.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and those are having to do with getting out of the body any kind of foreign inhabitants, I guess I'll just say, whether they're shapeshifters or shadow bodies or entities or energetic parasites or any of those types of things. And for this month, the Lightship will be focusing on the internal organs of our bodies to clean those out and restore those and rejuvenate those areas of the body. So wonderful, amazing, incredible healing opportunities coming up this month. And just connect with Ron if you're interested in that by phone or email. And I guess I'll just turn it back over to you and see how we're doing here.
Yeah, entities are out, although we can get out at this particular time here. So here we go, bringing more of your spirit back into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm yawning, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Some of you are in your body's crooked, so let's correct that right now. So here we go. You're going to come out of your body instantly and come back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Yeah, that's a big difference here. So if you feel a change in consciousness, you feel like a little more awake, maybe your body feels like it's tingling, might even be sweating, that's because you were in your body improperly. So that's fixed now for everybody. So let's move up now to your necks. And got some neck troubles there, I see. Okay, here we go. So we'll work on the necks here for the next 5 minutes of time. Just relax and request healing. We're going to bring in the male light beings through the monitor screen. Here they come. New to the program, scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing, about an inch or so on the scroll bar, and here comes the males. So we'll bring in two sets of teens, which are six of them. Here we go, coming in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that should help. And just kind of sit back, relax, and feel the energy from the light beams here. And here we go, some more. Going to bring in some more energy. This will be into your throat. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Great. So, you know, Ron, I believe that you have, for people that haven't had, like, a lot of the entity work, do you have an entity clearing that basically covers your whole lifetime that you've lived so far?
Yeah, you can go on and do that. It's an entity clearing. Very good. And you get the unlimited one also. That definitely helps. That's $50 more. So, yeah, the entity clearing definitely helps a lot of people, especially if you're around people in general, or maybe you work in a hospital, or you're just out there about it with a lot of busy people that can, you know, come in contact with you, touch you, and or, you know, the entities like to body hop. So you may have, you know, a friend of yours' entities in you, and this is why you want to do these clearings, is to get the entities out so your spirit can inhabit more space with you. So when the entities come in, you can't. So you must clear them out in order to have more of you come into your body. This is the whole process, is to get you more into your body. This is why we have this BBS show, to get you more into your body with your spirit. And that's your empowerment. The empowerment's never outside of yourself. It's with your spirit. So without your spirit, you're powerless. And then the dark side takes you over. So the more that you can come into your body, the more powerful you're going to be, and the more you can ward off these energies. So this is kind of how it works. And then once you're in your body, then you want to integrate your spirit with your cellular structure. So I should kind of back up. Just being in your body is not the key and the fix-all for everything. You have to be inside of your cells of your body in order to actually have a more wonderful healing. But you have to first get there, and that's getting rid of the entities. So we're still working here, bringing in more healing energy into your necks. And here we go. So you may start to feel the energies. The males are here to help you right now. And here we go some more. So well, you can get back on again, Sylvia, here, and I'm still working with that myself, too.
Okay, yeah, when you were talking just a minute ago, you know, it reminded me of, you know, the situation, you know, that a lot of people have where you may drink water, but your cells can still be, you know, dehydrated if the water isn't able to really pass through the cellular membrane and really hydrate the cells. So a lot of people drink special kinds of water that has been formulated to allow it to pass through the cellular membrane more easily to help them to get hydrated. And it sort of reminded me, Ron, of that when you were talking about it's not just enough to have our spirit energy come into our body, but it needs to actually be able to integrate with every particle within us, and, you know, really kind of, I guess you would say, join together with it so that, I guess, for the purpose so that the body can actually be able to hold the light frequency and eventually be able to make the ascension process. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, our bodies were made initially from the light shift. And then from there, the extraterrestrials, which were also designed, you know, they're like our parents, so to speak, and they did some genetic engineering to our bodies and brought us down here. So basically, we're not quite as smart as they are, but the body still carries light frequency. Now, the body without a spirit has a hard time functioning because of the darkness here. And so the earth spirit had to put into the body and around the body for its protection, these invisible energetic bodies. This is what the light shift cleans out of you. And the only reason why we have these, I should say the only reason why we need them and must have them, is because the mind energy was taught to all of your ancestors how to use your mind to control your reality, which is what they're bringing forth now, you know, in New Age metaphysics. They basically kind of discovered that. Now it's going into, you know, quantum mechanics and stuff, you know, that you can have your mind change the reality of things, you know, and that's kind of like a no-brainer. But and they're finally catching on. But the trouble is they're using darkness energy. So that's always been here. And because it's always been here, the Earth Spirit had to put this protection on us and around us so that the mind would not kill the body. So to just picture, you know, having innocent bodies here walking around, and all of a sudden somebody thinks a bad thought about you, and your body dies. You know, there are people that can actually harm, like, flowers and make leaves turn. Well, what are they doing? They're giving it a psychic attack, just like people give you when they think about you. And just thinking about you gives you the attack, but what if they think bad thoughts about you or are really angry with you? Then it's even worse. So these bodies are in place because of that. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have anybody here on this planet because the darkness would take over everything and it would kill its host. So your spirit needs to be in your body to also help the body heal. So if we didn't have mind energy here, the body would function and it would probably live for an awfully long time. So the spirit came in to help the body in this healing process. And also, like elsewhere, the spirit comes in to use the body. I'll use the word use it because it is, you know, using the body in that lifetime to bring forth creativity of the light. And so it collects the energy, attunes into the energy of light. This is not collective consciousness. This is not, you know, the mind energy. This is pure light. The spirit looks upon pure light from the creation of light because it's connected to that, and this is where it gets its intelligence, its infinite intelligence. It's not from, you know, universal mind, like I said, collective consciousness. That's the dark side energies. This is what they talk about, you know, in New Age metaphysics because this is what people are used to doing. So what happens is because of this darkness energy, the spirit's here to help protect you and heal you also. So this is the whole thing why you need to have your spirit with you. It's very, very important. Although you can still live without a spirit. The bodies do it all the time. People in comas, live that way for a long time also. But mainly if you want to become more conscious, then you have to get your spirit into your body. And then also you want to integrate it into every cell of your body because the cells carry the memory of the past. You have to clear those out so that you're living the past of your ancestors. Otherwise, you're going to be living their thoughts, their actions, their movements, everything else, their traits, their addictions are going to be coming into you because these cells have this stored memory in it. So it's like getting a book and reading the book, and you become that book, whatever stories are in there. And this is what you're living in this lifetime is all the thoughts of your ancestors, which is judgment. So that's basically it in a nutshell. You have to get into your cells of your body, and this is what ascension is. And that's it in a nutshell. Just being in your body, you know, being heart-centered, smiling a lot, feeling happy, feeling joyful is not going to have you ascend. Most people teach that, but that's not going to help you at all during ascension. You have to get rid of the densities. You know, you can always cover them up, hide them, you know, put on a happy face to everybody, but what's inside of you matters. So it's not just the outgoing appearance of you. It's what's inside of your body. How much light can your spirit bring into it? Because it is connected to the light, and it has to come into every cell of your body to in order, you know, it to do the transformation. So people don't really honor their bodies. They just think the body's here, and the thoughts run them, and they really don't give a hoot if the body lives or dies. But they do care about it when you start having pain. But unless you have pain, you really kind of are unconscious about what your body's doing for you. Just remember, it's warding off all these psychic attacks. It's being hit daily by people's thoughts. It's going through everything. It has to eliminate the waste that you have and everything else. It has to eat. It's doing a lot for you. So, you know, it would like to get out of here. Remember, it's been stuck here in its genetic form for a long, long time. This is what ascension is. So, you know, your spirit of the body itself wants to get out with the body. And the spirit that looks out of your eyes, you know, also would like to leave here. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, but your body itself would love to do the ascension because it's lost out of all these times. And if you've been here for, say, 50,000 years, you've missed out on 25 ascensions. Upcoming now is number 26. And my question is, are you going to miss 26? You know, hopefully not. So back to you, Sylvia. And I'm still doing some clearings here. And we're working now still on the neck. The neck has some problems with some people out there, so we're still doing that. And that'll probably go on for another 5 minutes, looks like.
Okay, great. So in the meantime, maybe we can pick up a couple of questions here. I see one from Joni asking about whether or not it's possible to pick up entities from swimming pools.
Well, I imagine the entities who like to swim would be in there swimming. You can't see them. And the ones that do like to swim, remember, they come into you because they have an addiction. And so, you know, very possibly people who like to swim as, you know, being motivated to swim could be entities. That's a possibility. I would imagine, I'll just give you a scenario here, and you can kind of look at this here. We'll say that it's now time for the Olympics, right? Or maybe it's, you know, a few years before it. And so you have a person who's very religious, and they pray to the G-O-D outside of themselves, and they ask, I need some help swimming. Can I have a better time today when I swim? And I need to go faster and, you know, whatever else they're doing, but they want to have improvement. So what's going to come into them? It's going to be all the entities around that love to swim, okay? So it could be a really big, big, fat, large person who likes to swim, which might make the person go slower, okay? Or you might have a really super-duper athlete come into you that really can swim good. So now maybe you have 50 of these in you. Well, maybe the big fat one is slowing you down. You don't know that. And you wonder why you're having a bad day, why you can't maybe beat the record of yesterday that you did. Maybe you're 10 seconds slower, and you go, man, what's happening to me? Well, you prayed outside of yourself to have help. And, you know, maybe this very large entity, you know, came in. I don't want to pick on, you know, large people or fat people, but you kind of get the idea. So maybe it, you know, say, oh, all these 400-pound people are going to come into here. We love to swim. And sure enough, you know, your time goes down. And then on the other side of the coin, you know, you have the fact that maybe these entities come into you that are going to, you know, do a very good job at swimming. And they're just waiting for a host to ask them to swim. So, yes, that's what can happen. And now all of a sudden, maybe you like to swim, just a regular person. You like to go out swimming maybe once a week. And so as you're swimming, you go, man, I just love to swim. And then you do some kind of affirmation. And all of a sudden, that affirmation brought maybe a couple hundred entities in you. We'll just say 1,000 of them because they're all around, remember. And now all of a sudden, you know, these swimmers want to get up at 4 in the morning to go swimming because this is what they're used to. And all of a sudden, you wake up at 4 in the morning and you have to go swimming. You go, what's wrong with me? Well, I want to swim. So the voices go inside of your head that this is what you would like to do. And your body goes along for the ride as it's being frozen to death in the water. And because your mind's very powerful and you're actually controlling your body, people don't really look at it this way, but your mind is making your body do certain things. This is why when I see, you know, people, especially young people, with your parents controlling them to do sports, and they get this young kid who's maybe 10 years of age, young child, and the parents are rooting this child on, bringing entities into their body, and maybe they're playing football or something, and they start having maybe knee problems, maybe they hurt their back, and they have this problem for life, all because the parents wanted to live their life through the child, and they also brought in entities because they're forcing the entities from their thoughts into the child so the child can perform better. It's very interesting when you start looking at what thoughts do. So anyway, basically, when you ask outside of yourself for something, you're going to bring in entities, and they will do what they want to do to you. And typically, it'll be in alignment with what they came into your body with, plus all their other addictions. So, you know, naturally, I always talk about smoking and drinking. They're both basically the same thing. They're both bad addictions. So, you know, I know what they say for people who I've talked to doing healings with them. typically, if you're an alcoholic and you go to AA, you give up your alcoholic addiction for smoking. And so you smoke more cigarettes, or you come in and start drinking a lot of coffee, and you put a lot of sugar into it. So you're just trading one addiction for the next. Well, that's entities that's probably coming into you, because they've already went through the 12-step program, and they know about that, because the body that died probably of maybe lung cancer or maybe a bad liver, they have that, and they come to you, and they still have that addiction, and they give it to you. So this is kind of all about entities. So anyway, I'm still working on your next. And now we're going to bring more spirit into your neck. So here we go, coming in. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll work on your backs next here, your vertebrae. And we'll go down the spine and do this here. This will take about probably 10 minutes. We'll see how this works for everybody. And we're also now going to do a sample of the sensory clearing. The sensory is your past lives. So I'll just try to figure out a date here. I get 1490. So let's go back to 1490. We're going to clear that 100-year period from 1480 to 1490. And we're going to do from 1490 back to 1480. So here we go. So first 10 years cleared. Next cleared. Third cleared. Fourth cleared. Fifth cleared. Sixth cleared. Seventh cleared. Eighth cleared. Ninth cleared. And 1480 cleared. There we go. There's a sample of the century clearing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question from Cindy on the fast chat asking about the sessions online and how that works. Basically, if you need to do the $150 session before the unlimited session. So I think, Cindy, what you're asking is the part of the online clearings that you pay the $50 for the unlimited part, if you need to do the prior part, and the answer to that would be yes. In other words, so for example, let's say you're going to do an emotional clearing. You do the emotional clearing for your whole lifetime to the age that you are when you start, when you do the clearing. And goes all the way back to your conception. And then you can pay $50 to have unlimited use of that clearing, so that from the point where you did the clearing forward, as you go through life, you can always go on and do another emotional clearing to clear off the energy from the time that you left off with the original clearing until now. So you can always keep yourself clean and cleared off. So if that's not what you're asking, then if you could kind of type in a clarification, Ron, maybe you have some more information you'd like to mention also.
Yeah, what you said is good. So that the first clearing that you do, whatever it is, if there's an unlimited clearing attached to it, you must do that one first. Otherwise, the unlimited will not work. And so first do that one, and that you only have to do one time. There's no reason to repeat it because it's not needed. And then from there, what you do is you do the unlimited to stay current with your clearing. This is why I did the unlimited, because people say, gee, you know, people call me up who I did clearings for 3 years ago, and they go, Ron, I need you to clear my last 3 years. I go, well, it's cheaper for you just to get on, you know, and, you know, get the $50 one. Then you can go on anytime you wish. Because for most people, stuff happens to them, you know, maybe once a day or, you know, at least a couple times a week, if not more. You know how your life is. And so just, you know, having an earthly experience, you're going to be having situations with people. And those situations can cause problems or stress. I'll use the word stress, and you want to get that stress out of your life. This is why the unlimited is so nice. And you can go on it whenever you wish. And, you know, if you're asleep at night and you get woken up for some reason, hopefully it's not an alien attack. If it is, you can go on the alien attack page for $30 for the month. And, you know, if you know what's attacking you, if your feet's bouncing around on your bed and, you know, you're getting pins stuck into the bottom of them, then you can go on there and get that cleared out of you, get the light ship to help you. Otherwise, you're a victim to life here and the aliens. So you're actually, you know, a host for the aliens. That's kind of it. So I like Mike's comment. So he says, thank you, Mike. And you are correct, yeah. So he says, it could be said that the Olympics are a contest to see what entities are strongest. Yeah, that is correct. So very interesting. I happened to watch this thing on TV. It was the outcome was sad because the person got killed. But what happened was this person was looks like he was riding one of those ATV four-wheeler things, right? And there are people not judging them naturally. You know how far away I am from that. But anyway, these people are out there doing these contests, doing like a flip over with these four-wheelers. You know, going off a ramp, you know. So what makes them do that? You know, for me, I'd go, boy, that seems pretty pretty stupid. But, you know, everybody has their free choice, free will. And everybody's doing this thing, flipping around. Well, this guy went up in the air. Whatever happened, flipped over halfway and went straight down, and he got squashed. And just think of, you know, the entities in this person. You know, maybe he did it 100 times and it worked. Well, the entities are seeking that thrill, that adrenaline. They really want to do it. And the poor body, like I said, has to go along with this process. And so the entities killed him, you know, very sad. And this is what happens. You just think of people who have road rage on the freeway. You know, all of a sudden their eyes pop out of their head and they try to run over somebody and they weave back and forth on the freeways. You probably have all seen this. I've seen it a few times in L.A. You know, it's very strange as cars are weaving back and forth, you know, almost causing accidents, you know, chasing each other, or one's getting away and the other one's chasing the other person. But that's all entity stuff. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about, you know, what you observed earlier when you saw that there were people that weren't properly in their bodies and what that's all about, and does that have anything to do with entities being there that then makes you not be able to go into your body properly, or what happens with that?
Yes, when you have entities, they take over the space of where your spirit is supposed to be. And so naturally, let's just say you have an entity in your thumb, and it leaves, and your spirit does not go there because you haven't asked your spirit to come into your body fully. So it leaves, another entity comes into your thumb. Okay, so all of a sudden, you know, your whole life you have entities in your thumb. And you wonder why you keep hurting yourself in your thumb, or why you're unconscious. Or maybe you have a physical illness. Let's just say that maybe, for instance, you have a problem with your throat. Maybe you smoke cigarettes, entities cause that, okay? And, you know, you're maybe 20 years into it, you know, a few packs a day. And you go to the doctor and they go, boy, you have, you know, maybe throat cancer or even gum cancer. Maybe you chew, you know, the chewing tobacco, you know. Well, and you go, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this here? You know, I have it now. Well, you probably knew about it all along, but you never really became conscious of it. Why didn't you become conscious? Your body knows about it. Your body knows what's happening to it, you know, that you are killing your body. So what happened was the entities took you over, and now you have to deal with that. But they still can come in. And so all of a sudden, you know, you go to the doctor and they say, well, you have, you know, throat cancer. And you go, boy. And so all of a sudden now all the entities around that you didn't know you had it, now it becomes, you know, the spoken word, right? The doctor's telling you this. And guess what's in his doctor's office? Maybe he's a specialist for throat cancer. So you walk into his office and there's probably 1,000 entities waiting, because he's the one that's going to give you the bad news. And the entities, all they see that is a time to come into you. So what happens is the doctor tells you you have this here. What happens? Your body goes into fear. Well, your spirit can't live in fear, can it? Remember, it only lives in love energy. So all of a sudden you get afraid. Your spirit hops out of your body, and these 1,000 entities come into your throat. And now you have it even worse, because now how are you going to heal when you have throat cancer? Because you forced your body you forced your spirit out of your body because you heard something that was awful. Now your spirit cannot come in there because now that space that used to be sacred is now filled full of entities. So it's up to you to clean it out. But do doctors tell you this? Does your church tell you this? No. So this is what is going to kill you, is the entities. And what are they going to want? They're going to have the addiction of probably smoking. And so they'll make you smoke even more. And your body goes, man, you know, I don't know what I can do here, because all of a sudden maybe you even have a death barcode attached to that. You probably do. And so the entities know about the death barcode, and you're in maybe the last year of your life, so your energy goes away. Your body can't help you because it's in fear of dying. The mind of the body gives up. And all of a sudden now, you know, you're in a bad situation because, you know, you didn't honor and keep your body sacred. And this is kind of what happens. And you have to get these entities out of you. So this is what the whole thing boils down to, is once you have an entity, your spirit cannot come in there to, you know, push it out unless you command this energy out of your body and you command your spirit to go there. Remember, it only comes when you ask. This is what the Bible talked about. You know, knock and the door will be opened. You have to ask. So your spirit's going to go, well, this person is as ignorant as always, doesn't communicate with me at all. You know, he's 47 years of age. Now he has, you know, throat cancer. And he's never really talked to me, so how can I help him? And this is what happens. But he goes to church a lot. And, you know, this is the whole scenario. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope all you understand this. I'm trying to be very simplistic and give you actual physical things that happen to people. And it might even be you that I'm talking to. So, you know, you have to get the entities out. And like Mike said, you know, it could be said that the Olympics are a contest to see what entities are strongest. This is the same thing with life. They come into you. When you pray outside of yourself and you ask for guidance, for help, whatever it is, you're bringing in entities, and because you're using your mind energy, which connects to the mind of these entities, and you're putting on the t-shirt with the bullseye, and they're all going to come into you because you don't know about the light and you don't know about going inside asking your spirit for help. You ask outside of yourself. This is the whole process. So back to you, Sylvia. And I'm still working on your vertebrae.
All right. Well, when you have a minute, when that one's done, we did have a request earlier for a planetary cording release, so maybe we could fit that in before we run out of time.
Yeah, I can do that right now. I can do two things at once here. So the light beams are still working with your spine here. So the planetary clearing is how the aliens, the planets, whatever word you want to use there, the ETs, are controlling your body. They also control your spirit, but mainly the planetary one is related to your body. This is your natal chart and how your life is governed by some source outside of yourself. Here we go. So we're going to clear away 10 of these planets. Look for an ache or pain in your body. And here we go. You don't have to really tell the light beings what it is, but you could if you wish. And we'll focus on that energy in that location, and we'll take away the planetary energies that are connected to you, corded to you, taking away your life force energy, and they're also putting into you their own energy of whatever that could be. It could be poison. It could be an implant or anything like this here. Remember, cordings are a two-way street. It goes both directions. So here we go. First planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seventh released, eighth released, ninth released, and tenth released. There we go. So we have a couple thousand of these here. And a couple thousand, you know, is like, this is like a drop in the bucket. So the planetary clearing is very good for your body if you wish to have some wellness there. Like I say, first do your death barcode. If you want to have, you know, your body worked on a little better than what it is now, do your death barcode. That takes 8 hours of time, maybe a little bit longer if you have more than three. And then with that, you get a free emotional stress barcode release. So it's $150 for those two clearings. Just go to the left side under alien attack removal. The last entry there is death barcode. Get on that. And you have to sign into that after you use PayPal on that same page for the clearing. So you go into there. It's typed in red on the bottom. You can click on that and go right into it. Put in your username and password. That's sent to you after you pay for it. And you have to be dedicated. Most people who do want to heal their body will find the 8 hours of time. to do this process. It's going to take you 2 hours per death barcode. And first do the first three, and then maybe you can ask your spirit if there's any more of those or not. Or you might even know, well, your body may even tell you, hey, I got one or two more here happening. Do that first, and then maybe wait a week, because most people cannot spend 8 hours of time because they go to work and have to go to sleep at night. So normally you do it on the weekend, so the next weekend do the emotional stress barcode. Same process, and you have to do it in one setting. So that's that. After that, if you have a problem for physical healing, you may want to do the planetary clearing that cords your body. But what I have on the website is to do your mind of the body after that one, and then to do the infection body. And those all relate to, you know, your body's wellness. So it says the full moon tomorrow. Yeah, the full moon does not affect me whatsoever after having these clearings. You know, I look at the moon now and it doesn't do anything. Years ago, I remember looking at it and I was kind of afraid of a full moon subconsciously, probably because it's being corded to me heavily. But now I just look at it and, you know, I kind of like wave at it in a nice way. You know, I give it the high sign, you know, goodbye. So anyway, there we go. So anyway, that's what I suggest doing if you have problems. There's other healings that you could do too. But the main thing is to get the clearing so that you can live longer and live better, you know. If you forget about the ascension process and just say, I don't believe in that, well, these healings make you feel better. And so that's the main thing, is to allow yourself, your body, to feel better. And I'm sure probably everybody listening online who's had a healing will attest to that, that they do feel better than what they did, you know, before or after they had the healing. Yep, and Ed even wrote in here about wars and football games. Yeah, it's the same process, you know. It's, you know, entities competing with each other. You know, that's what's actually happening, you know. And then entities may make all these football players and whoever else they are, whatever sports they are, do all this weightlifting, look like Arnold, you know. And, you know, that's what they do. But the more that you go into an area of anything, if you're not cautious, and get your spirit with you, the more entities you're going to be having. And they'll force you to do more and more. So, yes, you know, you are a contestant out there with entities leading the way. Okay, let's see. Any other clearings here? What do we have out there, Sylvia? We got a little bit of time left here. Okay, vertebrae. Let's get back to that here.
That sounds good.
I'm not working on the lower spine right now. We'll say second chakra and below. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. So there, I think we had a little confusion about the different kinds of online clearing. So I'm just going to kind of review that really quickly about the ones that are available on the website. So if you go to the website and you go to the home page, you're going to see a list down the left-hand side of the page with the menu selections. And the first online section that you're going to come to is the emergency healing. And that's just for, you know, one or two times where you need, you know, to go on and have a little help, like in the middle of the night or sometime that you just really need some quick help. And that's something you can do easily just by clicking on that section. Below that, you're going to see healings, and you're going to see online healings and an online healing log in. So first you have to go to the online healings and actually select the healing that you want, and then you pay for it there, and then you get the login information so that you can log in and do the healing. And those all work in the same way, like we talked about a little bit ago, where you have the whole lifetime clearing, and then you can also get the unlimited update so that you can keep yourself cleared off. And then after that, you keep going, and you're going to get down to the section that says alien attack removal. And those are those specific clearings for the ET parasites. There's one for the alien death barcodes, like Ron was talking about a little bit earlier, and you just follow the instructions and do the clearings there. in that section for those purposes. And then if you continue down the menu, the next selection is personal divine activation, and that's where you can go on and you can, for example, do the personal object activation, and that's where you can have the light beings activate any pendant or article of clothing or food or just, I mean, any kind of thing that you would want to have activated with specific energy and light codes just for you, like, for example, having some type of, you know, energy put into your food, or, you know, maybe peace energy put into a pendant or something like that. And you can do that either by the individual object, like the one activation singly, or you can do the have the $30 a month, and you can go on there anytime, day or night. It's unlimited use for the whole month, and you can just have that any amount of things you want activated. There's a water activation in that same section of the menu, and it works the same way, for example. So those are the different types of clearings, and that's briefly how they work, and you can just go on and check that out.
Okay, I'm doing a clearing now. We had a request for hormonal clearing for women, so we'll do this here right now. And another request here, it says physical healing of separated shoulder and torn rotator cuff. Okay, well, that one's a little more complicated. First thing to get that to be healed, I would say definitely you want to do entity clearing number one, and then do a pain clearing, and those are on the website, and get the unlimited, because the fact that you may have pain there means you're going to draw entities to you, and you want to get them out. You want to get your spirit into that area to help you heal. So that's what I would do. And also maybe tune in and just see if there's a death bar code associated with that. Maybe that happened to you, and maybe your body didn't wish to die right now, but it did have a problem. So that to me seems to be a little more major. I don't know how that occurred, but you might just check and ask your spirit. This program is all about you becoming self-empowered. And the way that you do that is to ask your spirit for advice. Drop into your heart center. I don't have time on this show to do it, but just visualize your mental body. I'll do it once for you so you get an idea, but the other shows have it also on the archives. But awakening thoughts, your consciousness, 10th floor is the elevator. On the 10th floor, going to the first floor, number one. Elevator's dropping down, so I'll count backwards. Get you into your heart, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There. And you want to do this daily as much as you can. And once you get your spirit dropped into your heart, then ask for guidance. See what your problem actually is. Find out what healing you might need to do this here. Muscle testing can also work. I won't say it's 100% accurate. If you have entities in your body and the healing that you're doing is going to kick them out of your body, it may not be very accurate, okay? So it's hard to say, you know, how that works. There's a thing out called, body talk, and that seems to be, I guess, pretty good for most people, but still, you know, if the entity takes over the body and the entity is moving your pendulum or making your muscles get tight or loose when you get muscle testing done, then and even working with the practitioner, they can hop into their practitioner also. So, you know, the only way to really know what's happening is to talk to your spirit. That's the whole thing. So our time is kind of coming to an end here. Here we go. And working on base of your tailbone. I'm going to bring in your spirit now. We got rid of the entities there. Maybe your spirit's needed to help heal you. So here we go. Coming into your body more fully with your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And remember, the entities are the battle of the minds. You know, they use that mind energy to control you, your body. So I don't think anybody's body out there wants to have it harmed or wants to cause harm to someone else, because it knows what it's like. It knows how it feels when it gets hurt and what it has to go through to heal. So that's kind of the way I look at things. And entities and the alien mind control energies, et cetera, are what people deal with down here. And it's up to you to change that. And the only way to change it is to have healings done and to get more of your spirit into your body. So this is the whole process. And the light ship is here for the ascension process across the universe of light. And it's here to help everyone. It came here in 2005. So it's up to you to connect. Remember, it will never promote itself except for what I'm doing here. And your spirit doesn't go on and promote itself either. And so this is the way the light works. The light is very silent, and it's up to you to connect to it. And that's the way the light works. It's all strictly love energy. It doesn't judge any of its creations. So whether or not you have healings or not, it doesn't judge you whatever way you want to respond to knowing about it or not knowing about it. Because it does not judge its creations. That's one thing that the light does. That nothing else does. The darkness always judges. That's why you're in judgment here. And it wants to destroy its host. So anyway, we'll get it on a lighter note here. Let's bring in some peace energy into the light beam. Here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. So you can leave the light beam up on your monitor screen for the next, say, half an hour, half past the hour. The light beam will leave, but you're going to feel that wonderful peace energy, and you can also request healing. Just request maybe one or two things here, and we'll see what the light beam can do to help you. Remember, it's your spirit, too, that's empowered to heal you. So, and it works with your spirit. So it depends how much you're in your body at the time as to how much energy you're going to have for healing, along with, are the entities going to take it away from you. So there's a lot involved here, along with your genetic predisposition on healing. So our time is coming to a close, and I'm still bringing energy in to work on your back. So I'll be doing that for the next probably 10 minutes, everybody, and hopefully you're going to have a lot of relief. So blessings to all of you. Our next show will be this coming Friday. We're on Station 2. 5 minutes before this time here. And Saturday is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And definitely get on those 4 calls this month, starting on the 15th. And it'll change your life. So blessings to all of you, and see you all later. Thank you, Sylvia.
Oh, thank you, Ron. This is wonderful. And the light beings, thank you to